Heidi and Frank show. Rob Delaney is here. Get him inside the studio.
Yeah,
Rob Delaney finally. Rob Delaney's appeared on Conan, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Cougar Town, Chelsea Lately, and Key and Peele.
Rob Delaney, there he is. Hiya,
hey,
Rob.
How are you? Great to meet you.
You are a tall drink of water.
I'm pretty tall.
All right. Yeah, I like this.
Tell me, Rob, that now you're going to update it after Key and Peele, Heidi and Frank show. And he's been on Heidi and Frank. It was named one of Variety.
Update your bio.
Oh, yeah. Before I get out of this room, that'll be on there.
Definitely. named one of Variety's 10 comics to watch in 2012. So how'd that go in 2012? Was it worth watching?
Yeah, that was fun.
All right.
That was fun, yeah.
The pressure.
I would imagine the pressure when you're voted the funniest guy on Twitter every morning when you wake up and you get your phone and you're like, oh, I really don't have much. I don't know.
Well, you guys know. I mean, like, you do this show partially because you'd like to get paid to, you know, buy food and stuff. But you have the disease where you need to get the jokes out of you. And so I just do it because I have to, you know. Of course, I enjoy it, but it's not. I don't feel pressure, I guess, because I just enjoy it so much, you know.
Right.
Rob Delaney with us, calling the funniest man on Twitter. Now, when you started on Twitter, did you have any idea how to use it as far as like as a tool of marketing? And did you? I mean, right now, I think you have over 800,000 followers.
I'm fortunate in that department. Yeah, when I started, I waited a couple of years because we all heard of it at first and thought, well, this is the stupidest thing that ever happened ever possibly polluted this earth. So I resisted it, but then ultimately, you know, comedians started to join. So I thought, well, I'll give it a shot. And then pretty quickly I realized, oh, this is good for jokes. You don't have to say, oh, I just ate a sausage McMuffin. You know, my butthole is itchy today. You can say, or no, you can do that, actually, if you do it in an entertaining manner.
If you combine those
two. You put those two together.
Probably because
there you have
of the muffin, my butthole itches.
Exactly.
Sure.
I just scratched my butthole with a McMuffin.
With an egg McMuffin, yeah.
I think that was actually one of your tweets.
And I'm loving it.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
There was one of yours where you said you're going to go out, you can wait to tell your mom that you just rubbed a McMuffin all
not
over your
Not my head. Mom. My mom had nothing to do with that tweet, but thanks for throwing her in there.
Hi, Mrs. Delaney.
Yeah, good morning, Mom. I said that, you know, to make women extra horny sometimes before I go out, I'll rub an egg McMuffin on my junk, you know, because women, you know, then they're like, what's cooking? And then they want to know
I'm
more.
I'm loving it.
Yeah, exactly. Well said.
You got to get the McGriddle. The chicks are more towards
the
McGriddle.
Good point.
Oh,
yeah, they
love the McGriddle. It's fantastic.
You know what's funny? As I heard of the McGriddle, and I was like, well, no one should eat that, so why don't I go get one? And it was amazing.
It's amazing.
And so there's a free commercial for you guys.
Yeah, McDonald's.
Rob Delaney hanging out with us. You've had huge success. As far as like being on Twitter, you create a whole board game based around your Twitter thing. And so, like, at what point did you, like, you just said, I'm going to turn this into like a game or a moneymaker because I have 800,000 people following me, obviously.
I didn't really, you know, it wasn't like, I mean, you know, a few years ago, I guess, I started to get jobs out of it, like writing for TV, which is why I ever started, because I couldn't get hired to write for late night shows. I submitted to every show there was, and I'd make it, you know, varying degrees of you know, closeness to the host's desk with the packet. But then with Twitter, I was like, well, if I can't get paid, I'm just going to give it away for free. And then gradually, because of that, people were like, oh, he writes jokes all day, every day? Well, maybe we should hire him. So that was sort of the thing that happened. And, the board game, I was approached by a board game company. He said, you know, you've written, you know, some 15,000 jokes. Any interest in turning this into a board game? And I tripped over myself saying yes.
Oh, okay.
Because I love board games.
I love game night.
Yeah.
I know there are mixed reviews around here, but I love. There's, like you said, I was reading where you said some of your biggest laughs and some of your most fun moments is sitting around with friends and just playing board games. And somebody says something, and you're like, oh,
right?
My God. And then it becomes a joke,
but
like,
I think,
in the circle.
You know, you growing up in Boston, Heidi and I grew up in the Midwest. I think board games is more of an East Coast, Midwest thing. I don't go out here to people who are natives to L.A., and they're like, they have a closet with board games in it.
Right.
At home.
Okay, yeah, no, I absolutely do. I mean, if you think about it, like, you know, if you watch in, like, a stand-up special or something, you know, the hardest you're going to laugh is you're going to be like, wow, that was something. But you can be playing a board game with your mom and you'll throw up because you're laughing so hard over the stupidest thing, you know?
It's so true.
So,
I love game night.
So I was honored and, you know, I hope people play it, but if they don't, you know, the game still exists.
Still have your face and your name on a game.
What game back in the day, like you said, that your family friend board game nights? What was the game?
Taboo, a huge hit in my family. family.
Yeah.
My wife and I were playing that with my mom and stepdad not too long ago, and my wife tried to get my mom to guess the word burp, and she goes, "Rob doesn't mind it when I fart, but he hates it when I," and my mom goes, "cry."
Oh my God.
Like, you know, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, no,
like
no.
Pathetic sadness. And those are the laughs you can have playing a board game.
I know. So you could have a lot of laughs with words.
Yeah, I remember playing, damn it, just escaped me.
Trivial Pursuit. No. Sorry. Parcheesi.
Monopoly.
Yeah, oh, Risk. That's a good one.
Yeah, with I lived in college. I had eight guys in a house together, had eight bedrooms.
A lot of risk.
A lot of risk. And we all get around the dining room table. And this thing would sit out for days because we would have, you know, obviously we'd be smoking the peace pipe amongst each other, making, you know.
Proof that no woman lived there because she'd be like, seriously, where are we going to have a meal? You got to pick this up. Finish the game picking
up. You guys are a nuisance.
I mean, and being able to even laugh at Risk. I mean, not even being put in situations. I mean, board games just, you know, get it going. I think
way too fun.
Mm-hmm.
We played Life.
Heidi, also a game.
When did you start putting the two pink chicks in the front seats?
Yeah, when I was 21. Started putting the two pink
pigs. Is that how you told your mom?
Yeah, I was like, Mom,
board game night.
This is going to be the easiest way to break the news.
Yeah.
See me? That's me driving. I'm pink. And guess who's in the passenger seat?
There we are.
Another pink. Another
I know.
Pink,
so,
pink.
As far, all right, beep, so as far as your board game war, War of Words, it's available on Amazon.com right
sure
now.
Sure is.
You can go get that, Rob Delaney's game. How do we play this game? It's a
combination. You know, I mean, you know, you roll a dice, and depending on what you land on, you'll pick the format you're going to play. Like, you might draw a card that has a partially finished joke, and you'll have to put in your thing, and then
like a Mad Lib,
yeah, kind of like that, and people will vote on it. You know, or you'll just draw two at a time, and you have to both read them, and then the other people are playing with a vote, and that person gets to advance more, whoever got the better one. So there's subjectivity to it, which
it's all based on your tweets.
All based on my tweets, yeah.
Well, damn it.
So the one where you fill in is more like Balderdash, right? Because is there a part where you have to guess who put in the...
Yes, there's that too.
Oh,
Balderdash, like an apples
awesome
to apples
too. Oh, have you played...
Are you thinking of Cards Against Humanity?
Yes.
Yeah, which is actually it's like a dirty or, you know, adult tribute to apples, which is a wonderful game involving subjectivity. Because then you can go,
love
like,
it.
I can just pick, I can be like, I prefer Heidi as a person. So she gets to advance and Frank will be like, but mine was funnier. And I'll be like, I don't care, Frank. So you
and
can,
now we're fighting.
Yeah,
and
so there's Discord.
Fun.
There's,
right.
Any game that can sow hatred is good in my book.
And speaking of your book, it says you're going to have your first book come out in November. Is that going to be based on the Twitter as well? Or?
No, in fact, that's a memoir, which as a 36-year-old, you know, youngish, non-famous person, I never would have thought, the world needs my memoir. But I had a show that I was doing called Naked and Bloody that it was like a, you know, one-person stand-up show. And some publishers saw that and said, hey, do you want to write a book about that? And I said, okay. So I did. It took me about a year and a half, but I'm done now, and that'll be out in November. And
did it all on your own?
I did, yeah.
Or you didn't have to talk into somebody's tape recorder?
No,
and then
let me
try to put this into a book form.
Having written for a long time, you know, and also written for magazines and stuff, it was exponentially harder and much lonelier. I've said often during the process of writing a book that it's harder than raising kids, which is true. I have two kids, and it's harder to write a book because a kid every once in a while will be like, thank you, Daddy, whereas a book will be like, screw you.
You're awful.
Write one more word. Right. Write it. Do
Who
it.
Who are you anyway
you?
That you think you could write me?
Yeah.
What do you know? What do you do? Nobody knows.
It's a hateful act.
Having the mindset of you know, doing 15,000 tweets and then having to write a book, I mean, it was like, we're sentences like 140 characters. You're like, wait a second, I can't say
I can only write in 140 characters.
Yeah, it's like, wait a second, I'm not...
Chapter two.
It's hard to go back. It's
There's
like,
a thousand chapters.
Well, like if you learn to break dance and then you go to a club and you're like, if you forget how to normally dance, like strippers can't dance.
Can't stop breaking.
They're still stripping, you know, so that it's like, no, we're at a club, honey, stop the stripping dance.
Stop the boogaloo. Yeah.
Put your shirt on.
If you transcribe this interview, you realize I've spoken in iambic pentameter, 140 characters strict, I can only...
That's what you know.
Yeah, that's all I do.
Yes, pick up the board game War of Words on Amazon.com. You know what you should do? An idea for a show. Since you're such a good writer and you're absolutely hilarious, why not do board game night with like you being the host and having different comedians or different celebrities come in and play a board game and videotape the whole thing?
That could be totally fun.
Oh,
yeah,
game
well,
night.
Although
with
you know what, that would be too masturbatory for me to do it with my game. But
I mean,
other games. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We're gonna play
Taboo.
Yeah, Taboo.
With
that would be incredibly
taboo.
Fun. Uh-huh. We did that actually. We did a
ultra villains to play Risk against each other
at Largo
in movies
recently. We did a celebrity, which is where you have to
I love
that
celebrity.
Involves you know charades and things like that.
Have you played Celebrity, Frank? So, like, you all get together with your friends, and you all, like, think of 10 celebrity names. You put it in a hat, okay? Then you go around, and I've got to get you only using three, whatever it is.
Yeah, you can only use, like, three words in the beginning.
And then to try to get you to guess. And then I can only use one word. And then at the end, I can only use,
charade.
Right, charade this celebrity to you. It's fun.
It's incredibly fun. Yeah. But we did that with a bunch of, it was called Celebrity to raise money to fight leukemia at Largo recently. And Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age did it, and Sarah Silverman and some amazing people. I saw Queens of the Stone Age last night at the Wiltern, and then when I was leaving the theater, I ran out of gas because I'm stupid.
You know, along the way somewhere, you've seen a guy run out of walking with a gas can,
oh,
and
yeah.
you've been like, what an idiot. How did you not know?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You're very tall.
Yeah.
You have a beard, and you wear shorts. I think I'd be thinking you're going to like throw me into the trunk and like put me in a well someplace and make a dress out of me. I don't know if I can help him.
Even the AAA guy is like, whoa, no, this is what's in my handbook. I'm not supposed to help men like this.
He's like, I'm not going to pull over.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, Rob.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Rob Delaney. Follow him at Rob Delaney because everybody else is. And be sure and pick up his game, War of Words, on Amazon.com. Anytime, man, you want to come back to promote anything you're doing, just come in.
We got to play this game now.
Thank you very much.
All right, we're going to come right back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.